The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone and welcome. I hope all of you who are living in heat waves will take good care of yourself today and be sure to drink and all the kind of basic things. And it's nice to be able to meditate. So this week I'm going to continue a little bit with the theme from last week of the Dharma. And what I'd like to do instead of a guided meditation is I'd like to read teachings of the Buddha, a verse, poem that comes from him, that was apparently quite popular during his time because it was recited often, and the monastic followers of the Buddha were expected to memorize this and have commentary about it and talk about it. And it points, I think, to kind of the essence of some way of understanding the essence of what the Dharma is. This particular verse, I kind of think of it as the anthem for the Insight Meditation movement. So I'll read it, and then we'll just sit in silence today. We've done a lot of guided meditations over this time, and I know some of you really value them a lot. But it's also very valuable to sit in silence and have more for that. And so I'll read the poem and then we'll sit. So this poem is called An Auspicious Day. The Buddha said, "Don't chase the past or long for the future. The past is left behind, the future not yet reached. Right here, where it is, have insight into whatever phenomena that has arisen. Not faltering and not agitated, by knowing it, one develops the mind. Ardently do what should be done today. Who knows? Death may come tomorrow. There is no bargaining with mortality and his great army. Whoever dwells thus ardent, active day and night, is, says the peaceful sage, one who has an auspicious day. Don't chase the past or long for the future. The past is left behind. The future is not yet reached. Right here, have insight." So with that, we'll sit quietly for these minutes. The Buddha said, "Don't chase the past or long for the future. The past is left behind. The future is not yet reached. Right here where it is, have insight into whatever phenomena has arisen, not faltering and not agitated. By knowing it, one develops the mind. Ardently do what should be done today. Who knows? Death may come tomorrow. There is no bargaining with mortality and is great harmony. Whoever dwells thus ardent, active day and night, is, says the peaceful sage, one who has an auspicious day." Thank you. As you know, that I value a lot doing a dedication of the benefit at the end of each sitting. And there's a way in which reading the poem of the Buddhas is equivalent. That as we do our own practice, I'm confident that will be people who will benefit the world.